Section 4. Working with Crystal Grids. Crystal Grids. Crystal grids are a powerful energy tool that you can use to manifest your intentions, desires, and goals. Crystal grids are geometric patterns of energetically aligned stones that are charged by intention. The power of a crystal grid comes from the union of energies created between the healing stones, sacred geometry, and your intention. You can use different crystal grids for different purposes or goals. Whatever your goal may be, you can create a crystal grid for a powerful combination of crystals to hold your intentions and to help manifest them. Sacred geometry. One part of the crystal grid is the sacred geometry in the geometric pattern you choose to use. Sacred geometry refers to geometric structures that hold a cosmic significance. Many ancient and modern cultures adhere to sacred geometry forms in their architecture and other aspirations. Geometric patterns are the building blocks of nature. You'll find geometric patterns as commonplace with the universe as they seem to be the favored way of energy transmission. Sacred geometry may be the universe's language and therefore an important element of crystal grids. Earth's grid. According to ancient teachings and metaphysical research, the Earth is surrounded by a web of energetic grid lines that intersect at specific points to create a type of power matrix. The Earth crystalline iron core acts as the matrix. The Earth's grid has been given mention by ancient cultures such as the Chinese, Hopi Indians, Mayans, Australian Aborigines, and the Egyptians. Plato also contemplated the existence of the Earth's grid upon discovering the information he said came from the lost Atlantis. It has been said that certain locations around the world are power sites, such as where the pyramids sit and other sacred sites. Some Earth intersection points and grid lines that correspond with power sites include Lake Baikal in Siberia, Russia, the Bermuda Triangle, and Easter Island, to name a few. You could say the Earth's grid is like one big crystal grid, with the crystalline iron core acting as the center stone. Crop grids. These grids don't involve crystals, but crop formations. Crop grids or crop circles are often in geometric patterns or energetically aligned formations that are charged by intention set in sacred places. These crop grids may have a connection to crystal grids and how they work. Crop grids are large geometric patterns that seem to magically appear by means of flattening various types of crops, such as wheat, corn, and rye. These formations started showing up in the 1970s and still continue to occur today. The crop grids are difficult to explain and are usually created during the night. Crystal grid for meditation. Create a crystal grid layout for meditating with crystals. Laying crystals or stones on your body allows the healing properties of the stones to activate that area of your body. A crystal layout on your body can also help you meditate. Intention setting. One of the first steps in creating a crystal grid is setting an intention. You want to be precise in exactly the goal you have in mind so you can send that message to the source energy. Your intention should be very clear and unmistakable. It is important to remember that in setting an intention for yourself, you are not interfering with anyone else's free will. You want to stay clear from influencing someone else's choices. Set an intention for yourself and your situation. The following are some of the intentions you might consider. Spiritual growth, abundance and prosperity, health and vitality, relationships with angels or spirits, romance, mental clarity, self-love, Mother Earth, world healing, chakra balancing, purification and protection. Grid formations. There are several ways you can set up your crystal grid. Sacred geometric patterns as crystal grid templates are preferred templates for many, but there are also several other designs and shapes you can use. The following are just some of the crystal grid formations you can use. Hexagonal grids. Hexagons are six-sided geometric shapes. Quartz is a good crystal to use with hexagonal shapes, as it sets up the grid for clear communication in the grid. Quartz gets the message across with the least amount of resistance, which helps to manifest your intention that much quicker. Five-pointed star or square. These two shapes are very good at attaining protection and purification of energies. Spirals. This shape is good when you are looking to add creativity, expansion, or feminine quality to your crystal grid. Useful in crystal grids in need of a Mother Earth connection. Circle or lemniscate, infinity symbol. These shapes are useful when used to bring about abundance, prosperity, health, love, wealth, and more. The circle has been the symbol of unity, perfection, oneness, and the infinite for millennia. The circle also represents the cycles of Mother Earth. The lemniscate is helpful for bringing about abundance and prosperity. For the infinity symbol, you want to place your center stone directly on the intersection and the other crystals positioned along the perimeter of the design. Crystal grid components. To create a crystal grid, you will need to have several items. First, you will need the center stone, which is probably one of the most important items in the grid. The center stone is the communication that acts as a sort of broadcaster for your crystal's grid intentions. The center stone transforms your intentions into a vibrational frequency and then broadcasts them into the universe, to the source energy. So the center stone should be the most prominent piece in your crystal grid. The size of the center crystal does not matter. Next, you will need the surrounding stones. The number of stones that you will need for your crystal grid is dependent on your personal preferences and the grid design that you use. You can make your crystal grid design as basic or as complex as you like. You just want to remember to adhere to the original design template. Crystal grid location. You will need to determine a location for your crystal grid. For this, you will want to be sure and set it up in a sacred space, which can be a specifically designated room or a tiny corner of the house. You want to set up your crystal grid in a place that won't get torn down by pets or children. You can choose to light some incense or candles in this space, play some calm music, pray, or do whatever is sacred to you. Some people choose to align their crystal grid with the north or south magnetic alignment of the Earth. This idea makes sense when you consider the natural magnetic energies of the Earth, which can help to intensify your crystal grid. To determine this, you will need to use a compass to find the magnetic north. Once you find this, you can align your crystal grid and yourself in the same direction as the needle points on the compass. When using the compass, you want to be sure there is not any interference of other magnets, large metal objects, electronics, or speakers. Metal jewelry, belt buckles, or metal watches can also interfere with the compass. Activation wand. The activation wand is the crystal or device that helps you to direct your intentions and the energy into the crystal grid. The wand also helps to turn the grid on. The activation wand is an extension of your EMF, combined with its energy that allows you to project your intention in the crystal grid. The ideal choice for activation wands is a crystal, mineral, or stone wand, as these will help to amplify, direct, and move the energy of your crystal grid. For the best communication and transmission, the activation wand should be the same type of crystal that you are using in your crystal grid. The wand can be a natural crystal with a termination end or one that is cut and polished for specific use as a wand. When adding to your crystal collection, you want to have two or three activation wands for different purposes that depend on the intention you are setting. Outer grid. The outer grid is a way that you can increase the energy of your crystal grid. The outer grid surrounds your main inner crystal grid and helps to magnify its energies. Clear quartz is a good choice for outer grids as it helps to amplify the energy. The outer grid is not a necessary step. The outer grid, if you are going to add one, should follow the same design principles as your inner grid. If your inner grid is a hexagon, then you want to follow the main grid, making it just a bit larger than the inner grid. When activating your crystal grid, you want to be sure and activate the outer grid too. Choosing crystals for your crystal grid. There are different ways you can choose the crystals for your crystal grid. One of the most powerful ways for you to do this is to intuitively select the crystals for your crystal grid. To do this, you will choose crystals that you feel or sense will be the best for your intention. You can also use meditation to help with your crystal selection. Another way to determine which stones to use in your crystal grid is to research the properties of crystals to get some insight into which stones might work. As crystals work differently for everyone, the intuitive method might be more reliable. Using a pendulum or dowsing rod is another way to help you decide which crystals to use. To do this, place the crystals far apart in separate areas or tables, and then with your pendulum or dowsing rod, ask the tool a yes or no question on whether it'll work. Activating your crystal grid. Once you have everything set up in your crystal grid, you will want to take the activation wand that you have chosen and use it to connect all of the energy channels with your intention to activate and energetically connect the crystals within your crystal grid. To start, you want to be in a tranquil state by relaxing or meditating for a few minutes. This allows the brain to descend into alpha brain waves, so you are in a state of focused attention and intuition. To activate the grid, you will need to have an affirmation, which is a short positive message that summarizes what it is you would like your crystal grid to bring about. With your activation wand in your hand, state your affirmation pointing the activation wand at the center crystal, while visualizing energy coming from your body into the wand and going into your center stone. Next, take the activation wand and move it from crystal to crystal in your crystal grid, connecting the stones, to link the energy from one stone to the next, preferably in a clockwise direction. You'll want to keep repeating your affirmation with your intention until you have connected all the crystals in your crystal grid. While connecting the crystals with the wand, you don't want to be touching the crystals in the grid, but rather directing the flow of energy into the grid and guiding the energy into the sacred geometric shape of the pattern you have set up. Remember to really focus on your intention throughout this process. Feel your intentions and use all of your senses to visualize your goal and turn it into reality. Maintaining your crystal grid. Once you have activated your crystal grid, you will want to practice a little TLC and give it some attention, maybe once a week or more if you can. You can meditate in front of the crystal grid or direct your attention to the crystal grid wherever you are, even if it's in a different location from your grid. The amount of time you leave your crystal grid set up is up to you. You can take it down if you feel the grid has done its job, or you can leave it up forever. You can leave a crystal grid set up for as little as an hour or leave it up for a year or more. It's up to you. Charging objects in your crystal grid. If you have objects that you think might benefit from the energy of your crystal grid, you can add them in. Place objects within the crystal grid. Some examples might include a piece of jewelry or a tie, essential oils and herbs, and even yourself. Create a large crystal grid around yourself and sit in it and meditate in the center of it. This can also be called a crystal body layout. Crystal grid checklist. A center crystal, surrounding crystals, activation wand or quartz point, a location to set up your crystal grid, objects to be charged, a piece of paper with your intention or goal written on it, a crystal grid cloth. This is optional, but it enhances the energy. Outer grid. Crystal grid layout. 1. The first step to making a crystal grid layout is deciding on an intention or goal you are wanting to manifest. Maybe you want to bring more abundance into your life, boost your creativity, or you have health and fitness goals. The possibilities are endless. You can create a crystal grid to manifest any goal. When choosing your intention, you want to be as specific as you can, as this will determine which crystals you choose as a part of your crystal grid. Write down your intentions on a piece of paper. 2. Choose a sacred geometric pattern or shape to use for your crystal grid. You will need to print out or draw a template. 3. Choose crystals and stones that are aligned with your intention and that will help to enhance it. One example would be if you are creating an abundance grid, then you could use green and gold crystals for wealth. Examples could include aventurine, citrine, and pyrite crystals. Another example would be a health and wellness grid, where you could use blue and purple healing stones such as angelite, fluorite, and sodalite. There are no right and wrong crystals to use. You want to choose the crystals that you are most attracted to. Trust your intuition. White crystals represent purity and transformation, with white crystals such as clear quartz and selenite making excellent healing tools, especially when incorporated into healing layouts and crystal grids. Crystal grid steps. 1. Gather all the tools you will need, including all of the necessary crystals. 2. Cleanse your sacred space by burning some sage or Palo Santo to clear the energy. 3. Set up your crystal grid. Set up the surrounding crystals in your crystal grid layout. Start from the exterior and move towards the center of the crystal grid. As you are placing each stone into your crystal grid, make sure you keep your intention in mind. 4. Go into an alpha or meditative state of mind and make your intention clear in your mind. 5. Insert any objects you might be charging. 6. Activate your crystal grid, all the while stating and feeling the intention of your affirmation. Breathe deeply and state your intention aloud or visualize it in your mind. 7. Maintain your crystal grid.